Good morning, Council and staff. I would like to call this meeting to order and begin by acknowledging that we are in Mi'kma'ki, the traditional territory of the Mi'kmaq people. We do have regrets from Councillor Greig. And under announcements, acknowledgements, and recognitions, we do have a proclamation, but does anybody else get any announcements, acknowledgements, or recognitions? No, hearing none, I'll ask Mayor Balogh-Getson to read the proclamation.
Thank you. Whereas insects, especially bees, serve a significant and critical role as pollinators of plants, including agricultural plants. And whereas the ideal pollinator-friendly habitat is one comprised of mostly native wildflowers, grasses, vines, shrubs, and trees blooming in succession throughout the growing season. And whereas the formative period for establishment of pollinator and other insect species and the many songbirds and other urban wildlife species that depend upon them occurs in late spring and early summer as they emerge from dormancy and require flowering plants as crucial foraging habitat. And whereas No Mow May is a community science initiative that encourages property owners to limit lawn mowing practices during the month of May to provide early season foraging resources for pollinators that emerge in the spring, especially in urban landscapes when few floral resources are available. And whereas the municipality of the District of Lunenburg would like to encourage interested residents to increase pollinator-friendly habitat by encouraging pollinator-friendly lawn care practices on their own properties for the month of May during this formative period. And now therefore be it resolved that the municipality of the District of Lunenburg recognizes No Mow May to actively promote and educate the community about the critical period of pollinator emergence, generation of crucial pollinator supporting habitat, and early spring foraging opportunities.
Thank you. Public input. Approval of the agenda. Would somebody like to approve the agenda? Moved by Councillor Wynot, seconded by Councillor DeLong. Ready for the question?
Question.
All those in favor? Motion carried unanimously. Approval of the minutes of April 4th, 2023. What's your wishes? Moved by Deputy Mayor Hubley, seconded by Councillor Oikel. Ready for the question? All those in favor? Approval of the minutes of the Special Finance Committee on April the 6th, 2023. Moved by Councillor Vino, seconded by Mayor Balogh-Getson.
Question.
All those in favor? And we have no awards of tender, and we do have our presenter here, so Michael Graves, he's the coordinator of the United Way Lunenburg County. Would you like to start early?
I certainly can.
Perfect. Come on up. And welcome.
And thank you. Everybody's moved around.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm the mayor now. Yeah.
Oh, congratulations.
Oh, thanks.
I didn't hear that.
Testing.
Anyways, good morning. My name is Michael Graves, and I am the coordinator for the United Way of Lunenburg County. So I appreciate your time. Many of you are familiar with the United Way, but just to go over it once again, what we do is we're a volunteer-based organization. I have about 75 volunteers that contribute to the economy, or sorry, to the community through the United Way. Some of the issues we face. Some of the issues we face, there are more people living in poverty in Lunenburg County than there are residents in the town of Bridgewater. There are more seniors living in poverty than there are residents in the town of Lunenburg. And the number of kids that are living in poverty would fill the town of Mahone Bay or about 62 school buses. So it's a huge problem. In Lunenburg County, about just under 19% of people have struggled to pay rent and get their accommodations, that kind of stuff. In the municipality of Lunenburg, that number is just under 14%. Majority of those are renters, high costs of rents. Rents in the town of Bridgewater average about $1,500. Based on CMHC rules of the 30% rule, you need an income of about $56,000 to support that. minimum wage is going up to $15 in September, working a 2,000-hour year per year, you would need an income, that's an income of about $28 an hour. So the minimum wage is going up to 15, the living wage is about 23, but really you need $28 just to support living in that apartment. Since 2006, we've invested just over $2.4 million. Of that, just under $1.5 million has been invested in kids. That represents about 61% of our funding is dedicated towards kids. This year, we invested a record $244,428 in 29 local programs. Those are the programs there. They're broken down by municipal unit. As you can see, the vast majority of our funding is directed to every municipal unit, so from Hubbard's and New Ross to New Germany, right down to the bay and to the ocean. So there's quite a few. We also operate 10 programs ourselves. These programs have a value of about $200,000, $250,000, but we operate them on less than $1,000 a year, I guess. Our biggest expense is our phone program, where we give away free iPhones to people that are experiencing homelessness, people that are vulnerable, women that are fleeing violence. That program costs $10 per phone because we give a new charging block. But apart from that, volunteers do all the work, and the community donates the phones. One example of one of our donors is the MJSB. They donate phones to us as well as laptop computers. So we really appreciate that for those people that are on the committee that have, are on the board that have approved that. To date, that program, just the smartphone program, since May of 2017, we've given away about 270 free iPhones and about 47 laptop computers. So it's a great program. But we also give away free passes to the LCLC. If you're a mom, you can't put food on the table. You're not going to spend $8 per child and take your kids swimming. It's just impossible. It's not going to happen. But those kids have every right to be in the LCLC, experiencing that along with other kids and with their families. Bikes for Kids is a program that we've been doing for years. That program started in 2013, and to date we've given away over 650 free bikes. Getting a lot of requests now from adults needing bikes to get to and from work. So it's... We do that with Al Huback, who's formerly owner of the bike barn in Lunenburg. He's our chief volunteer technician, and right now we have orders for about a dozen bikes. Many of those go through schools, plus as well as Souls Harbor, this batch. And then there's also Coats for Kids. We operated that or started that in 2018 at the Bridgewater Mall. And we have a great partnership with the Bridgewater Mall. We don't pay rent at all. We also have a great relationship with Value Village, where they donate an awful lot of coats to us. Generally, we give away just over 3,000 free winter coats per year. Although it could be more, all I do is I go in there daily and count the number of hangers that are empty. So if somebody goes in and hangs up coats, then they wouldn't be counted and I wouldn't know. So. United Way is also the founding charity for 211. We also fund 211. 211 started in Atlanta, Georgia, back in 1985. It's where people go to get free confidential information for thousands of community and social services. It started, in Atlanta, Georgia, spread across the states into Canada. Now I'm proud to say that every single community from coast to coast to coast has access to 211 services in over 140 languages. So it's a great service, and if you're not familiar with it, if you have constituents that are having issues and they don't know where to turn, the first place they should check is 211. Real people talk in plain language, and they take as long as it takes to make sure that the information is presented in an understandable way to the person on the other end of the phone. So COVID, we rose to the challenge in COVID. We got money from our private donors. We got money from public donors, including the federal provincial government, as well as corporations. We invested just over $352,000 in COVID funding, with the bulk of it going to food insecurity. So VON was a big recipient of that through free food, subsidized food, and other things. So how can you help? You can donate through the United Way. Many of you people do here in MODL through payroll deduction, and we appreciate that. And it doesn't really take a lot. If every worker in Lunenburg County contributed just 15 cents a day, that's like going from a large coffee to a medium to a small. We would raise over $1.2 million every year because the money's raised by the United Way. It has to stay in Lindbergh County, so we can't give it to Halifax. We can't give it to Toronto, Vancouver, Calgary, or wherever. And we can only invest it in programs that benefit kids, youth, family, women, seniors, and communities. So today I have a check for MODL in the amount of $8,000. That check is for ProKids, which we have been funding since 2010. When you look at all our programming, the YMCA is our number one program, but the combined number for ProKids is number two. So that means we started funding ProKids back in 2010 when the municipality of Chester started with Trudy Payne. 2006, it started here in 2010 in MODL, 2011 in the town of Bridgewater, and I believe it's 2018 in the town of Lunenburg. We have funded all those programs, although not always at the same time. So for ProKids, we've invested just over $258,000, of which $138,830 has been invested directly into modal ProKid programming. So you're one of our largest program recipients. The importance of ProKids, as you many of you understand, is huge. Giving a lot of low-income kids access to sports, recreation, and culture is a big thing. It's a great investment, and it allows them to have lower-income kids at least an opportunity to have the same life that all of us have, and then eventually have reach out, get higher education, all that kind of stuff. So I do have a check. And I do have a little placard. Maybe Mayor Bolivar-Getson would love to come down. So on behalf of our donors, on behalf of our board of directors, our volunteers, thank you for your time. I appreciate it. And if anybody has any questions, I can answer them. Or not. Yeah.
Okay. I have Councillor Haysom. And who else did I have there? Deputy Mayor Hobley.
Thank you very much, Chair. Thank you. Love the United Way. Make a donation. Every time you come and present, I up it a little bit for the next year.
Thank you.
Yep. So I just had a question about 211.
Yeah.
That's not funded by the province?
It is.
Okay.
So we fund the portion.
Okay.
A small portion. The province is the bulk.
Thank you.
Councillor Hobley?
I just want to thank you for what you do because I also love the United Way. I donate from my check as well.
Thank you. Appreciate it. It's easy, right? You don't even
notice
it.
It is very easy.
And you don't even notice.
And when you see something like this, you know you're doing a good thing.
Yeah. But the people that receive that donation, they notice.
Absolutely.
Every day.
Thank you.
Yeah, I just, before I go to my next two speakers, I just spoke to Elena, and she's going to make sure through Rachel, our financial person, that we all get papers that if we want to sign up, we can.
Yeah. We appreciate that. Thank you.
Okay. Councillor Vino.
I just had a question about the iPhone program. How do you donate those? And is it any models? Does it have to be so recent?
So in order to keep the program as efficient as possible and as cheap as possible, you only accept iPhones. Generally right now we're on iPhone 6 and above. As the iPhones become able to be updated, then we stop because we want people to have a safe phone. So then it's just a matter, if you have a phone here, you could drop it off at MODL. I would just come and pick it up. You know, that way we don't have an office, so basically I'm always on the road. So we can meet anywhere, pick it up.
Okay. Councillor Oikle?
Yes, I think that the United Way is a wonderful program, and it's a wonderful, and all the help, like we work together on the senior safety. Right, and that was awesome. But I have a question because the municipality does offer low-income families assistance or rebates on their property tax. And I'm just wondering, you quoted that there was a number of people who are living within poverty level in Lunenburg County. And I'm just wondering, do you have the number of what their income would be? Like at a certain income qualifies as poverty.
Yeah, we
and I'm just wondering
that.
It's
only 19. I think it's around 19 from memory.
19,000
yeah.
A year?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. And again, remember when I said you needed an income of $56,000 to support an apartment?
Right.
Or just outside of town, it's not that much different. There is no housing.
Yeah.
There is no housing.
Yeah. Well, I was just wondering what the United Way uses as as a ruler for that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Anybody else? Mayor Bolivar-Getson.
Thank you. And I, too, would like to thank you, Mike, for your dedication to the United Way and to all of our staff and everyone else who donates to the United Way. It definitely is a worthwhile organization, and I see the benefits of it all around, from skates at the LCLC to the bikes to the everything that has your stamp on it.
Yeah.
And from a community perspective, it definitely gives a lot of individuals the opportunity to participate in things that they never, ever would have that opportunity. So thank you.
Well, thank you. It's very kind, Mayor. Thank you. Very kind.
Okay. Anybody else? If not, I think we've had a picture-taking opportunity.
Great. Well, thank you for your time. It's much appreciated.
Thank you, Michael Graves. Thank you, Michael. And no correspondence, no recommendations from committees or boards, staff reports. We do have an in-camera item, so I'm just going to leave Michael leave, and then we'll have a motion to go in-camera.
Get ready. Got to walk fast.
Yeah.
She walked all the way back
here. Before I get back off. Trying to reach a quota
here for how long it takes to run. Yep. Oh, right. Everyone has to go? All staff?
Let's go. Staff?
All right. Could I please have a motion to go in camera? Moved by Councilor Wynot, seconded by Councilor Oikle. All those in favor? Motion carried unanimously.